This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news this morning that the number of people on U.S. payrolls grew by 161,000 last month, in line with expectations. Plus, the payroll figures for August and September were revised upward. The unemployment rate fell from 5.0 to 4.9%. Let's consult Lindsay Piegza, chief economist and managing director at Stifel Nicolaus & Company. Lindsay, what word would you use for these gains? Solid is one adjective that comes to mind.
I think it's more in line with modest. Remember, at 161,000, this is a five-month low, and modestly below that near 175,000 rise expected. And even with some upward revisions that we saw in September and August, this leaves the longer-term six-month average modestly improved at 179,000, still well below that 250,000 pace that we saw at the time of liftoff in December of last year.
All right, so modestly, or in other words, Well, what about average hourly wages, what we get paid?
Wages actually was the bright spot of the report. We saw wages jump 0.4%. This was a three-month high, and it did continue to pull that average annual pace up to 2.8%. But even here, when we look at this on a longer-term basis, that gain is just modest, only modestly above that 2.1% trend established in the aftermath of the Great Recession. So really, to look at this report and get a sense of strength, we need to be talking about wages well above 3%.
Economist Lindsay Piegza, Stifel Nicolaus, thank you.